My relationship with Virginia goes back to the late 60s when I was actively performing at the Town and Gown Theater, and she was also a wonderful actress. And so we had known each other at that period, and then many years later, when we saw the for sale sign on the theater in 1999, I just picked up the phone and I called Virginia and I said, you know, we haven't seen each other in many, many years, but did you know that the theater was up for sale? And of course, she was quite distressed about it. So we went to lunch, and the rest is history. But it was because of my friendship with her in the 60s, and then the fact that she had such an attachment to the theater. Her mother actually worked in the theater in 1927 when it opened.
What do you think her love of theater came from? Do you think it was from her mother, or was it maybe something else, or a combination of things?
I think it was her mother. Unfortunately, her father passed away very early. It was an unfortunate automobile accident in the 20s. It was just a kind of a freak accident. So she lost her father very early in life, and her mother chose to become involved in the theater because the theater, of course, is a great place of family and community. And so her early days, she was 6-7 years old at the theater with her mother, and I think that created this great love that lasted all of her life. The theater was her life.
So in 1999, when Mrs. Donovan led this effort to purchase this theater, and you were a part of that, what was the state of the theater itself, both artistically and in terms of the building itself?
Well, unfortunately, it was in a state of decline. UAB had just opened the Alice Stevens Center, which was made sense for the Performing Arts Center to be on campus. And for 55 years, the theater had been a part of the cultural center for UAB. But when Mr. Hatcher, who was the very well-known director and producer, plus professor of speech and theater at UAB, when he retired and consequently passed away in 1993, the theater went through a great transition, and at the time that it went up for sale, it was in great decline.
So what changes did you and Mrs. Donovan have to make in order to make the theater viable again?
Well, it was quite an accomplishment. We had to raise over $3 million to change the wiring in the theater, the rigging, completely renovate it. So what we had was a shell. So it was a great effort. We had a tremendous support from the community and not only the private individuals, but the corporate community and foundations who came together because they wanted this theater to survive.
I'm trying to imagine this from Virginia Sanford Donovan's perspective. This is something that had been a part of her life for a long time, and all of a sudden, in a sense, she now has a real sort of ownership stake in it. What was that experience like for her?
Oh, it was thrilling for her. It gave her such purpose to be involved. I mean, this is a woman who would come to the theater during the construction phase and put on a hard hat and walk around to make sure everything was being done correctly. This is a woman who would come down and help us answer the telephones. I mean, she was so actively involved. She just didn't write a check. She was actively involved. And up until last year, she would come to all the performances.
If there's one thing that you think people in Birmingham should remember about Virginia Sanford Donovan, what do you think it should be?
Oh, I think that she was a woman of great passion for the theater. I'd never met a person who would walk into a room and the entire room would just light up. But that was part of who she was, and we will miss her terribly. She was so passionate about the theater all of her life. I think everyone should find their passion, but she certainly found hers.